Welcome to Edge Tech, where we keep you up to speed on the latest in technological innovations in the field of education. Edge Tech, keeping you on the edge of technology and the edge of your seat.
Hi, I'm John Wedman, your host for Edge Tech, and today I'm talking with Laura Diggs, works with the eMINS program and heads up the eThemes part of that. Hi, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
Very good. Thanks for taking the time to talk with us. Hey, you've been involved and you've been a classroom teacher, you've worked in a multimedia center at the university, and now you're with the eMINS program. How long have you been doing that?
I've been with eMINS for about going on 2 years now.
Okay. So you've got a lot of different kinds of experiences, all of them related to technology. When you think back, what are some of your earliest memories of your own use of technology and teaching?
Well, it's been several years ago. It seems like a lifetime ago, but back in the late 80s, when the middle school technology grants came out, I was teaching in middle school at that time and worked on the grant in terms of implementing technology within the middle schools and learning things like PowerPoint were some of the basics. We had just gotten internet access, and there were very few internet places to go, so I'm remembering things like doing Archie searches and doing cello, these sorts of things. So when we think about that being not that many years ago and where we have come now, where technology is so commonplace that if you don't have an email address or a website, you're just, you know, not with it. But those are my earliest memories of really the technology within the classroom at that time.
So one of the biggest changes that you've seen related to technology has just become pervasive.
Well, it really has, and ubiquitous to a point where it just seems like it's an expectation. Whether you meet somebody new and you say, you know, what's your email address? I'll send you that information. It's just an expectation,
yeah.
And especially for teachers. You know, I really probably can't say that enough just in terms of teaching our children. The children come into class with technology experiences and expectations probably beyond most of the teachers at this point.
Yeah, the kids certainly have changed. Could you give me some idea of what you're doing now related to technology in your current role?
Yeah, and eThemes being some resources, some internet resources for teachers that is actually a resource through eMINS, but anybody can use them. What it is where eThemes takes different topics that teachers teach within a classroom, because teachers have requested these topics, and we develop resources, meaning websites that are related to those topics that teachers can teach. In other words, teachers don't have to spend their time going out on the internet and looking through all kinds of websites trying to find good quality websites to use in their teaching and with students. At eThemes, we do this for the teacher and put it within the context of not only the grade level that the teacher will be teaching, but also along with the education standards and in a thematic sort of way, thus the words eThemes. But it gives the teacher not only background knowledge, resources, but also resources with activities, lesson plans, different things that the kids can go to in terms of finding out more information if they're researching a country or a math topic, just over 1,000 different topics. And so this, as helpful to the teacher, really takes away a lot of that time consuming going out there on the web looking for stuff.
All right. We were talking with a teacher just a little while ago, a middle school science teacher, and one of the challenges he says he's always having to overcome is the time that's spent finding internet resources. Now, is your service available to all teachers?
Anybody can go to the website and search through all the topics by grade level, alphabetically, however they want to do it. It's searchable. Now, the only teachers that can request new topics are the EMITS teachers through the EMITS National Center. But other than that, they're all available and welcome to go through and use any of these resources in their teaching.
Where do you find? Where do I find those now? You have the URL?
I do. That is eThemes. No, let's start over. That's EMITS.org and / eThemes.
Oh, EMITS.org/ETHEMES.
That's correct.
Okay.
And we know for a fact that teachers just have so much going on. So many are just trying to keep up with the technology, much less to try to really integrate it effectively within their teaching and the students' learning. So this eThemes has been extremely well received by all teachers that have had a chance to go through and look at it.
So do you do evaluations or anything like that related to the eThemes or the eMITS program?
Yes, we do. We actually do. We have ongoing evaluations to make sure that the resources that we provide to the teachers are helpful, and we do things such as update the resources to make sure that we don't have broken links and that we have current resources within each of these. So, yeah, we do continually evaluate what's there and teachers' responses to it. Because I think the one thing that's kind of a misconception by a lot of people about technology is that, oh, technology is going to make your life so much easier and just going to be kind of an end-all, when in fact those of us that use technology know that it really is a lot more time-consuming than maybe, I don't know, say older methods. Even though it's much more rewarding using technology, but the fact that these eThemes are there and really take that time-consuming part away from teachers is great.
So it's the support that makes it work. Doing it without the support that you provide would be difficult.
Difficult, if not impossible. I would think that a lot of teachers wouldn't have the time to do it or wouldn't feel as comfortable with a lot of the sites that they're able to locate, just in terms of content, child-safe sites, sites that would be appropriate for students in terms of even readability level, being sure that the content that the students are reading, that they're able to comprehend at that grade level.
Okay. Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you spend a lot of time looking at different kinds of technologies and the roles that they might play. What do you see on the technology horizon that's looking promising?
Oh, my gosh. So many things. I think the Internet is with us, and it's going to always be there, and it's something that's just going to continue to grow and become as much of our daily lives as our telephones. I think that video and audio is really on the horizon with students. They really want that more dimensional type of learning that you can get from audio and video versus just simply text. So I think that, you know, not disregarding iPods and everything else that they can do, but really looking for ways to incorporate ways that students learn and what they want, whether it is video or audio, all these sorts of things just incorporated into a learning experience. Because they're not passive learners anymore. They really want to be a part of it and be actively involved. And that's really what they bring to the classroom with them and what they expect.
So you're talking about presentation of material using audiovisual content, or are you talking about students creating their own audiovisual content?
Actually, probably both. When you ask it that way, that it really does make a difference when the students can have that information given to them in multiple forms, and because that's what they've been used to in this generation, but also to give them a chance to work together and present it, information that they've learned and been able to put together with music and with pictures and with presentations all together. It just makes such a more rich experience for the students and gives them a lot of ownership for what they've learned when they're able to have those chances to take that information and put it in those different formats.
I was talking with a teacher not too long ago, and he's really jazzed about robotics and using different kinds of technologies, computers, of course, but He said, you know, don't think that the computer to student ratio is going to describe your level of technology use, cell phones and so on. Are you seeing much of that happening through the EMITS program?
In terms of robotics, you mean?
Well, not just robotics, but other kinds of technologies, technologies beyond desktop and laptop computers, portables, cell phones, whatever.
Well, in terms of what we do at eThemes, that's not so much a part of what we have been seeing. I know that I do work with a lot of teachers in teaching courses here online at the university, and a lot of the experiences that they talk about in their classrooms do involve, different forms of media like that. But specifically, beyond that, I don't.
Okay. I know that we have had an opportunity to talk to several people that have been involved in online classes offered by the University of Missouri in the Educational Technology Program and other graduate programs, and they are telling some interesting and fascinating stories, so apparently the word's getting out.
Great. Wonderful.
I've got three on-the-edge questions I want to get your response to.
All right.
First one, if you could tell future teachers one thing about technology, what would you tell them?
It's not going away. And a lot of us have heard that for several years, but it's a matter of, it's only going to be a matter of time to be sure and learn it. If you're in a teacher development program, to make sure that that's a strong component of what you learn, and to actually use it in the classroom. Our students today are our future for tomorrow, and without technology, they're not going to be able to compete in the marketplace and globally. So absolutely keep with and up with the technology.
Okay. Let's switch to principals and superintendents. If you could tell them one thing related to technology, what would you say?
I would say, support your teachers in learning technology and learning new technologies and sharing that with each other. It is so important that teachers have a supportive administration in terms of encouraging them to not only use it in their classroom and provide them with continued up-to-date technology for teaching, but also to be able to share that with other teachers, to have other teachers come in and observe what they're doing, to take what they're doing into other classrooms, but that I think it's got to be supported on that higher administrative level.
Does the EMITS program have anything for principals and superintendents?
Yes, it does. And I know that the executive director of EMITS works quite a bit with the superintendents and principals in particular in terms of technology.
Great. Last question I've got is, if you could tell teacher education faculty one thing related to technology, what would you tell us?
Use it. Use it. You are the number one role models for a lot of our students in higher education now, especially, of course, those that are going into teacher education. They have got to see technology being modeled and integrated into their own learning to be able to use that as teachers when they have their own classrooms. It is absolutely essential. That may be one of the strongest components to teacher education, is that modeling of appropriate, integrated technology and learning environments.
Yeah, that sounds like common sense. I suspect it's not all that common across all teacher education programs. I do know at the University of Missouri, we adopted that model several years ago. It's made a tremendous amount of difference.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's great.
And support that's necessary to make that happen is really critical.
That's right. And that's right. And that goes along with any of this. Without the support, it really makes it difficult. You've got to be able to have people support not only in terms of professional development for the teachers and the faculty, but you've also got to have the technology support. Teachers and faculty members really cannot be expected to be technicians as well. They really need that support of knowing that they've got the technology taken care of so they can do what they do best, and that's teach.
There you go. Laura, I want to thank you for taking time to talk with us. I've been talking with Laura Diggs from the EMITS program. You can listen to this and other EdTech programs at sisselcast.missouri.edu. I want to thank everyone for listening. I'm John Wedman, and this is EdTech.
EdTech is part of Sisselcast Interactive Webcasting, a production of the School of Information Science and Learning Technologies at the University of Missouri-Columbia. For more information, check edgetech.missouri.edu.